Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance is copyright 2021 by Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy.
It's me. What are you doing right now?
What?
Has it really been a month?
Okay.
If you say so. So what?
Oh, don't be like that.
Come on, I need you.
I know I told you not to call me. That's why I'm calling you. Just come over here. Come on, please. I need you, neighbor. Please. Yay. Okay, see you in a few. Yeah, just come on in. The door's open. Okay, bye.
Oh, hey, neighbor. Long time no talk. A month, right? Oops. Sorry about that. Come on in. Hurry up, silly. Can you close the door, please? Thanks. Okay, so what I need you to do is... What? What are you talking about? Look, I already told you I was sorry about that. So what if it's been a month? Whatever, it doesn't matter. I told you not to call me and you didn't. You were a good boy, and now I need you, okay? What's the problem? Come on, don't be all butthurt. What else do you have going on in your life? It's not like you have a wife or a girlfriend. You live in this crappy apartment complex. Well, yeah, but I'm a college student. I'm supposed to live in a shitty apartment. You're old. You have a real job, so what's your excuse? Look, I don't have time for this. Are you going to help me or not? Okay, then. Just sit down and shut up. Thank you. Jeez. Now, what I need you to do is help me decide on an outfit for my date tonight. What? Yes, I'm serious. You're a guy, and I need a guy's opinion. Now, here, I've got them all laid out. I've got this sundress, spaghetti straps, right? I've also got this black evening dress. It's more formal, but it's pretty sexy. And a couple of others. Oh, come on, neighbor. I've got a date with this really hot ROTC guy in like 30 minutes, and I want to make a good impression. But I want to get laid. Come on, come on. Which one should I try? You? What about you? Are you kidding me? I'm not going on a date with you. You're like twice my age. Come on, that would be creepy. God. Now, be serious. Which dress do you want to see me in first? Which one? The black one? Yeah, that one's pretty sexy. Okay, hold on, I'll be right back. Huh? No, I'm not changing in front of you. You know the rules. No, just because you were a good boy and it's been a month doesn't mean the rules have changed. You don't get to see me naked. Sorry. Nice try. Don't puppy dog eye me. Yes, you are. Do you think I'm stupid? Look, I just need you to sit there and wait for me, creeper, okay? I'll just be right in here. You can still talk to me. Jeez. Anyway, so what have you been up to this last month? Yeah? I wouldn't have asked if I didn't care. Have you been on any dates? Why not? Oh, come on. I'm sure there's got to be some age-appropriate women out there you're interested in. You're kind of handsome. I mean, for an old guy, I'm sure you could get a date if you wanted to. What do people your age do on dates anyway? Do you just go to dinner at 4 p.m. or whatever? Home by 9? I know. I'm just kidding. But seriously, do you just plan to be a creeper for younger college girls the rest of your life? Is that why you still live in this apartment? Oh, come on, don't lie to me. Anyway, I'm done. Here I come. Are you ready? Here. What do you think? The skirt's pretty short, huh? Do I look hot? Yeah? I kind of like the idea of the slinky black dinner dress, you know? Like sophisticated and sexy. The problem is that I don't know where he's taking me. He's not exactly the talkative type, so I could be overdressing. Still, you can see my thighs and guys like that, right? It's like he'll probably think that all he has to do is convince me to spread my legs a little bit and mission accomplished. I mean, he's super hot, so that might actually be all it takes. Hey, what's going on with you? Wait, are you getting hard? Because of me? Oh, good. That's good to know. Okay, well, I've got this sundress too. Oh, I've also got this super casual outfit. This tight t-shirt and pair of short shorts. See? And I've got these super cute cork bottom heels to go with it. Should I try those? What? Yeah, I know you like this dress, but I want to try the others too, to see if you like them better. Look, I can't just sit here modeling this dress for you all night, perv. I'll be right back. Jeez. So anyway, how did you get to be such a perv anyway? Huh? Come on, you live alone in what is basically an unofficial college dormitory. Most people in this complex are students. It's super cheap and super close to campus, and you don't even work for the university. I know you like to stare at girls from your apartment. Is that why you have an apartment overlooking the swimming pool? I mean, you realize that's really creepy, right? Oh, come on. I know you creep on the girls around here. You're creeping on me right now. What do you mean I'm different? Come on. That's just because I let you do it. But newsflash, it's still creepy. But you're mostly harmless, so. Okay, here I come. So, what do you think? Do you like my butt? Look at you, you're getting all panty with your mouth open. That's so cute. I know the shorts are super tight. What about the cork heels, though? That's the best part, right? They're my favorite. Right? Aren't they cute? This outfit's a lot more casual, though. He wouldn't tell me where he's taking me. Uh-oh. Can you see my nipples? Oops. I guess I should wear a bra, huh? It's just, I'd have to wear a strapless one with this shirt, though. Pros and cons. Not as slutty, but harder to access. I don't know. Would you want to fuck me in this outfit? Like, you know, more than you wanted to fuck me in the black dress. Come on. I'm asking. I know I called you a creep. That's why you're here. I need a creep's opinion. Black dress or short shorts? dress. Okay. See? That's not so hard. I really do like these cork heels, though. What are you doing? Why are you fidgeting like that? Oh, right. You're still hard, huh? No, that's perfect. Just keep it in your pants this time, mister. That's why you had a month time out, remember? I do. It was sick. I mean, you're a grown man. You know better than that. I did not. I know I'm a tease, but that doesn't mean you get to just take it out whenever you want. Okay. No, I've got two more. Let me try the sundress, okay? I don't think that's what I'm going to go with, but let's just check and make sure. BRB, neighbor. Look, I know you're excited or whatever, but seriously, keep your cock in your pants this time, okay? I don't consent to whatever it is you think you want to do with it, all right? I swear to God, you pervy older guys, you know? Like, what do you guys do for fun besides lech over girls half your age? You're too old for pickup bars. And don't try to tell me you're doing Match.com. Like, that's just ridiculous. And if you are doing it, you're probably just creeping on cute girls and swiping left all day because you know you don't have a prayer with them, right? Huh? Me? Being mean? No, I'm not. I'm just telling the truth, okay? There's nothing wrong with being a creeper. Like, I don't mind it, obviously. I wonder, is this what you wanted your life to be? Over 50 and living in a crappy apartment surrounded by gorgeous college girls you can't touch? No, I'm not judging you. I genuinely want to know. Are you happy? Huh? Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is pretty cute. That's why I got it, you know. I can't wear a bra with this one either, though, because of the spaghetti straps. And all my strapless bras are black, so they won't go with it. I kind of like the fancy skirt, and wearing heels with this would be weird, so I'd probably just wear some flip-flops or something. What do you think? Cute? Cute, but not sexy. Oh, come on, don't backpedal. It's not sexy, right? Not compared to the others. Okay, but you're not, like, shifting in your seat like you were before. So it's not as good, right? Well, you are kind of drooly, though. What? You like my smile? Aw, thank you. I guess this dress does bring out my smile. Because you're not really leering at my body as much, right? That's good to know, though. Aw, you're sweet. Okay, wait. I've got one more, okay? I mean, it's kind of skanky, though. Here it is. What? It's just in case I want to go all out with this guy. Here, see? Fishnet stockings. I've got some black platform heels. Super tight mini skirt and a crop top. Yeah, I know, right? It's pretty slutty. I probably won't wear it tonight, but do you want to see me try it on? I mean, we want to be sure, right? Hello? I'll take that drool coming out of your mouth as a yes, okay? Okay, just a sec. So, you didn't answer my question before. Are you happy? No, come on. I really do want to know. For real. No teasing, no judging. Just tell me, please. Yeah? Really? Why? I mean, how? No, I believe you. I just don't understand. Come on, tell me. Wow. Huh. You know, I never thought of it like that. Simple life, no debt, not too much stuff, not too many obligations. Ah, Dang it. Oh, it's these fishnets. They're a pain. I got my toes stuck in the netting. Oh? I didn't realize you had such good friends. I only ever see you alone. From high school? Wow. I don't have any friends like that. Yeah, well, no big surprise, right? I am kind of a bitch. Yes, I am. Come on. No. Look, I hung you out to dry for a month. You were right. That was pretty mean. I really do kind of feel bad about that. Sorry, this is taking a little longer. These clothes are really tight and complicated. Turns out, super slutty clothing doesn't cover as much, but it's way harder to get right, you know? Just a little tip from a girl, okay? Okay, I got the heels on. Just a sec, I'm fixing my hair. Me? Happy? Yeah. I guess I am. I guess I don't usually think about it. Hey, I know I'm kind of a pain in the ass, and maybe you kind of like that. I don't know. You certainly seem to. I mean, I don't know. I don't actually want to be mean, you know? That's not what I wanted. But now that I think about it, you know what makes me happiest? Teasing you. It's true. I kind of love it. So, do you want to see my last outfit? Are you sure you're not going to have some kind of old man heart attack? Because I'm looking pretty slutty in here. Okay, here I come. See? Pretty slutty, huh? Can you see the bottom of my butt? Do you want me to bend over? See? Do you like my fishnets? I kind of like the way they feel. Digging into my legs? I don't know, it makes me feel kind of trapped, you know? And what about my tummy? I've been working out, trying to get it tighter, more toned, you know? Does it look okay? You don't have to say anything. I can tell. This is the best one, huh? Do you think my date will want to fuck me? Do you want to fuck me? No, don't just tell me what I want to hear. I'm serious. Do you? Wait. You don't? Why not? Huh. Really? Wow. But you like the way I tease you, don't you? What, you want me to be mean to you? To tease you and then tell you no? No, I think I get it, kinda. I mean, it's kind of been what I've been doing. You're not like other guys. You really do know what you want, don't you? You want me, but you want me to be mean to you. Is that right? Wow. You like me. Like, for real. That's crazy. Wait, hold on. Wait, what if I ordered you to fuck me? You would? Of course you would. You can't resist me. I won't do that, though. I mean, not right now. And maybe never. Not unless I've got a good reason, okay? I know. You don't want me to be nice. Just, I need to ask you one more thing, though, okay? Do you want me to cancel my date? I mean, I will. If you want me to. If it bothers you. You don't? Okay. I mean, I'm gonna wear that black evening dress and he's probably gonna fuck me. Is that okay? Are you sure? All right. If you say so. Wow. This is what makes you happy, huh? Okay. Well, I'm really turned on right now, and I'm all flustered. I don't like feeling flustered. It's not normal for me. I think it's because you make me think about all this stuff I don't like thinking about. It's your fault. So, wait. Why don't you get on your knees, perv? No, I'm not gonna let you fuck me, but I'm gonna make you get me off. Okay, creep? One benefit to this outfit? No panties. See? Now come here. Get between my legs, perv. Lick my pussy, creep. You dirty old man. There you go. Oh my god. You like me, don't you? Oh god, you perv. Lick my pussy. Oh. Get it ready for my date. You're a freak, you know that? Oh. Do you like being a loser pussy wife for all college girls? Or just for me? Oh god. Oh, I like you too. Thank you for letting me tease you. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for making me come. Oh my god. Oh god. You freak. Oh wow. Okay. Hey, get away from me, creep. What are you doing? I'm finished. You know what? You know, you were a big help today. I'm gonna go with that evening dress, though. I can tell by the way you reacted to this outfit that it's way too slutty. So, I don't need you anymore, okay? Look, my date's gonna be here any minute, so I need you to leave. Hey, are you gonna go home and jerk off? Thinking about me and my date tonight? No, it's okay. Do what you have to do, creeper. I mean, doesn't make you any less of a freak. I promise, I won't shut you out for a month again, okay? But you might wish I had. Bye, perv. Thanks.